This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And good morning, my friend, about 8 minutes after 9 o'clock, and welcome to the first Wednesday morning talk show of the month of August 2011. I'm Terry Tote, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Good morning, Uncle Ralphie.
Morning.
How are you today, bud?
Well, maybe 2% better than it was yesterday.
Just 2%?
Yeah.
We'll take it. We'll take anything.
That's subject to shrink or before the day's over.
It's subject to who you talk to is what it is.
Yeah, when I get on that lawnmower about 2 o'clock this afternoon, that'll probably go back to zero.
Oh, my gosh. Well, today shouldn't be quite as bad as yesterday. No. Yesterday was miserable.
Yesterday, I think, was maybe the worst day we've had all summer.
I tend to agree.
With all the other heat we've had, it was bad.
Well, when I got up in the wee hours of the morning, filling in for Prango here this morning on sign-on shift, it was hot this morning at 3 o'clock when I came out the door. It was like 80 degrees, and I'm going, holy.
The humidity was just terrible.
It was just awful.
And no breeze. Awful.
So, no, not a bit of breeze at all this morning.
And it was brutal.
And the bugs were just absolutely thick this morning. It was crazy, like you were going through a star field or something. Anyway,
okay.
It just seems that way. That's all. Jan O'Malley, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, kid?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You're always doing well.
I try.
You try.
I try.
And that's good. That's good. We're going to be talking about the MTXE Golf Play Day coming up to benefit the athletic department at both Nokomis and Lincolnwood High School, and plus some other folks involved there. And that's coming up on Saturday, August 27th.
Yes.
And we'll talk a little more about that and all the special activities. They've got this really great raffle going on, which, by the way, we have a legal license for. It's on file here at the radio station. For those of you who are wondering about that, nobody really cares about it, but the FCC does, so we want to make sure and mention that. Our sponsor is the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. We'll be back to chat in 30 seconds.
At Plummer Funeral Home, our reputation stands as a testimony to the quality and fair-minded services we provide. One of the most important services we offer is the opportunity to make final arrangements in advance. There are many important decisions to be made, and no one knows better than you what you really want. Come talk with us and make your wishes known. You'll be surprised just how much better you'll feel. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
Back on the Wednesday morning talk show, Jan O'Malley with the MTXE committee joining us this morning. We talked to you a couple of, 6 weeks ago maybe. Maybe it's not, has it been that long?
Well, I got to visit with you about the Nokomis homecoming.
Yeah. Yep. So that was before, right the 1st of July.
That was the 1st of July, Then I know you visited with Mark a few weeks ago when he introduced the trifecta.
Yes, the trifecta.
A trifecta.
Which is super Neato torpedo.
Yes, it is. It is.
First off, for those who have been in a cave and don't understand, when we say MTXE, and we've talked about it 1,000 times and been around it for a long time, but mental toughness, extra effort is what the initials stand for. And this goes back to Maury Huff's coaching philosophy. And, of course, this sprang out of Maury passing on and wanting to help out the two schools he loved most, Lincolnwood and Nokomis.
Yes.
And so it's a golf play day, and is it sold out?
Yes. Imagine that.
I knew that going
Imagine
in.
That.
The question is, how late on the course will they stay?
that depends.
Yeah.
That depends on how the day goes.
Yes.
We're getting better. Uh-huh. We have 40 teams.
40 teams.
40 teams.
Wow.
And this is, July the 3rd,
August
4th,
3rd.
August or 3rd. August 3rd. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
It's one of the play days that fills up the quickest.
Yes.
And good for us.
And don't you think, Jan, when you look at, even though Nokomis Lincolnwood is a big rival, we do co-op in certain endeavors, girls basketball, soccer, and just a lot of other things that don't necessarily involve interscholastics. It's such a great fit.
It is. It is.
And it's a family thing, no matter where you're from, when you're playing in the MTXE day.
Right, right. And that goes back to Maury. Mm-hmm. He was from Raymond. He coached in Nokomis. And back and forth, the Raymond Road was pretty hot.
Hotly traveled.
Hotly traveled, yes. And we've all known each other for so long. And it is a good fit. It's a healthy rivalry. And then, like you say, the co-oping helps. Yeah. The kids all know each other.
Sure.
And when they step on a court or they step on a field, they're competitive. When they step off, some of them are dating.
Sure.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Parents are all good friends, and it's a good thing.
And that's one of the things that I like to brag about is the fact that even though they might be two different schools and rivals and a lot of different things, but when it's time to get together, boy, everybody can have a great time. And
yes,
we do have a great time.
We do. We certainly do.
Yeah.
We do. Admittedly. Sometimes better than
others. Well,
yeah. And that cohesiveness on the field spills off the field with parents and communities and everyone involved.
Exactly.
As you say, even though once that whistle blows and they step on the field of competition, everybody's out to win. But they still have that mutual respect for one another,
and
that's great.
That's one of the things that is so special about this. We've got kids coming together. The kids help set up. The kids help with the raffle tickets. The coaches play. The superintendents are there.
And
the,
how many
the principals
former
athletes are there?
That were coached by Maury and,
right,
and his contemporaries come back and,
right,
and participate
every year. The one shelter is manned by former Lady Redskins,
yeah,
who are now some of them coaches,
yes,
and they come back every year.
It's amazing when you take a look at these two little high schools and the legacy that they have with teachers and coaches and people, you know, and teachers, a coach is just a different teacher because it's just a different classroom that you're working with.
True.
And it's still education. It's amazing the number of young people that have come through these programs and gotten into education.
You're right. My daughter being one of them.
Yes. Perfect example.
Hitch, perfect.
You know, Hitch was another one.
And they're living together again.
Good buddies.
Yes.
Buddies from the get-go.
Yes. And that was due to the basketball program.
Yeah. And Sarah Hitchings was the first player to come over and
yes,
be part of the co-op.
Yep.
And it's just blossomed from there. So
yeah, we have a good, healthy rivalry. We've got a lot of good people, lot of good kids, good administrators, very helpful.
That's what's so great about living in a community. Any community in this area, you know, even Hillsborough and Litchfield, they're bigger schools, but they're not that much bigger, and everybody knows everybody else.
Exactly.
But that's a great thing about living in a community like this, that you don't have when you get into the Springfields and the bigger, you know, you don't know anybody, nobody knows you. And
nobody
just
cares.
Nobody cares. It's
right,
a totally different atmosphere. If someone in Nokomis needs help, everybody goes and helps them. Somebody in Raymond needs help, everybody's there, and likewise with the other communities. And you can't put a price on that. That's a commodity that can't be bought.
And I don't think a lot of people appreciate small communities enough.
No, they don't. They don't.
They don't get it until they come and witness it, and this is probably one of the biggest events that you could come to and see how people all just come together. We couldn't do it without the support of everybody.
Well, I don't know of a bigger event in Raymond for one weekend. Do you? I can't think of one.
Not that I'm
no,
aware of.
Not
I don't know.
That I'm aware of.
This is the one I'm passionate about, so.
Yeah.
Well,
know.
You know, you mentioned a while ago, you got 40 teams. Immediately, not too good in mathematics, but immediately, there's 160 people.
Exactly.
Just with the teams.
Exactly. And we couldn't do it without them.
No.
And they come back year after year.
Oh, you don't have to contact them. They contact you.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. We have to remind people sometimes when it is, and they're like, well, of course. Okay, sorry. Didn't mean to bother you.
You know,
just want to get it on paper.
I'm always amazed at the people you know, that's been out of school maybe 40, 50, 60 years, and I'm thinking in terms of when Hillsborough has old settlers, those people say, well, I plan my vacation everywhere so every year so I can be back here.
Exactly.
At that specific time, they come back to see people.
Sure.
Jan, you've been on the committee from the get-go, and a lot of other people, Mark Convery for one, a lot of folks, Bill Held, Bev Held, gosh, I'm going to forget some. Who's on the committee with you nowadays?
Sharon Huff,
Sharon,
of course. Erica Detmers,
mm-hmm,
Bonnie Brownback, Rochelle McDowell, Joe Murphy, and Patty and Lynn Clark, Tyler Krager,
yep,
Danny Williams, and Beth King.
There you go. Some great folks who pour their heart
hard
and soul
workers
into, yes.
Hard workers.
That's a good committee to have right there.
Yes, it is. We couldn't ask for anything better.
And, of course, Shoal Creek basically turns the golf course over to MTXE Day and says, go have fun.
Yes, yes, yeah. And we're going to miss Wilbur.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to miss him. Mm-hmm. He was my special little buddy sometimes.
You know, it's not easy to keep it looking nice.
No.
There's a lot more work involved than anybody realized.
You're right. You're right.
And in a golf course, you're always mowing.
Yes.
Always. I don't care if it's 18, 9, 27 holes, whatever. Somebody's always mowing someplace on a golf course.
Well, and we can't say enough about Patty Clark.
Yeah.
She's been excellent, and the bank has helped us lots. So we're very, very lucky.
Let's mention some corporate sponsors. Mention some of these businesses that help you out and really create the foundation for MTXE Day.
In the beginning,
yeah,
I can say, we had the Dairy Queen in Nokomis, T&J Treats, and Tom and Joyce Bainauer have been marvelous forever. They make sure that we have our box of dilly bars and all that stuff that we have to have.
That kind of keeps us going on that hot afternoon.
It does. You'd be shocked where we hide those.
And you have to eat them quickly because on a hot day, they go quick.
There's one box that we hide.
Yes.
There's no doubt about that either.
It's called stashing.
Sorry.
Stash it away.
Now people will be looking. In the beginning, we had the First National Bank of Raymond and the First National Bank of Nokomis. We have Bank and Trust in Raymond and Farmersville. We have the WIT, Security National Bank, and Joe Mazzara with Joe Mark Medical. And he's been a huge supporter.
Joe's a good guy.
He is a good guy. He is a good
guy. Comes from a very good family.
Yes, and we've added two new sponsors this year. We, of course, have Prairie Farms.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've also added Huddle.com, Frank Steele, who is originally from Nokomis.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, I'm calling them the Pioneer Boys.
There you go.
We've got local Pioneer dealers who've come together to really step up, and they're helping us out with the trifecta.
And the trifecta that we speak of is the raffle that's going on, and three absolutely knock-your-socks-off prizes.
Yes, yes.
And the top prize is the Apple MacBook Pro laptop computer. It's about worth what, over $1,000?
Yes, it is.
And this thing will literally knock your socks off if you're into computers.
Well, I've been told that I don't need to win it because I would never understand it all. So we'll see.
Hopefully, the better the computers get, the easier they get to operate.
When I can talk to it and tell it what to do for me,
I'll
appreciate it more.
That's what I'm waiting on, Jen. I'm going voice activation. That's all I'm waiting for.
Yes, yes.
And I'll computerize everything.
Yeah.
But until then, yeah.
But the
And the Pioneer dealers actually are furnishing the Apple MacBook.
The funds for that, yes. Yeah. We've got Mark Bertolino and Kurt Hagemeyer, Aaron Jansen, Matt Stolte, and then Gavin and Joe Pope, Melvin Wimpen, and Ken Niemeyer from the Butler area.
There you go.
So thank you to all of them.
The Pioneer Boys.
The Pioneer Boys.
That's good.
And we hope they all come to dinner.
Oh, they will. They will.
We hope.
Yeah.
We hope.
Prairie Farms is also involved, along with Frank Steele and Huddle.com. Prairie Farms furnishing the iPad 2, the Apple iPad 2, and that's worth, several hundred dollars?
Yes, it is. Kevin Olson and Prairie Farms have been very good to us the last few years, and they're here again.
Just a plug for Prairie Farms, no matter what you do, Prairie Farms has always been such a great community, being involved.
Beyond our expectations.
Yes.
But we are eternally grateful.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And then finally, we have Huddle.com. Mm-hmm. It's a web-based company that Frank works for. And Frank, of course, is from Nokomis.
Sure.
But he is an area representative now for Huddle.
And I think that's a software program to help coaches keep track
of
the various things.
Stats and films and all of that stuff. I've gotten on the website, but I didn't stay there real long.
And that's the iPad Touch, iPod Touch.
iPod Touch,
which
yes.
is worth several hundred dollars as well. So
yes,
three really neat prizes.
It is.
And the ticket sales are already underway, and you said they've been going pretty well.
They have. The volleyball girls have stepped up this year.
How can you say no to the volleyball girls?
I know. They're so cute.
Yes.
They are. We're not stupid.
No. Not at all.
No, we've got a lot of support from them.
Mm-hmm.
We have, of course, tickets available elsewhere. There's at the Silver Dollar in Farmersville and Nokomis Gift and Garden in Nokomis and the bank and the golf course. And I have them contact me, contact Patty Clark, buy them, Buy them.
Buy, and they are $5 each or three for $10.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And again, the money that is raised here, everything goes...
It's for the kids.
For the kids.
That's
everything.
Been our mantra for this will be 7 years now.
7 years. And when we did the MTXC night last January, the amount of money that was given away just absolutely blew us away, I think. It was 10-5 for both schools. That was incredible.
Yes. Yeah.
After 6 years, and here we are in one of probably the poorest counties in the state, to be honest with you.
Yes.
And
you're right.
These folks continue to come together. The MCCA did over $105,000 of collection, and here we have people continuing to step up. It's absolutely marvelous to have neighbors and friends like we do here.
The county needs to be recognized. Mm-hmm.
It really does. It really does.
Every community has these kind of fundraisers. It's always for good causes. And people come together. They come out of the woodwork, and they work, and they donate. And you know, a lot of people in the state of Illinois could take a few lessons.
Sure. Absolutely. Come live in our shoes for a week,
and
we'll see how it's doing.
Yes.
Yeah, they very generous people in this area. Very,
very
generous.
Much so. But, you know, you're talking about the funds.
Sure.
You know, the first year we did it, we raised $9,000.
Mm-hmm. And everybody thought, wow.
I know. That was – and the checks, of course, are displayed in both the gyms. That was in 2005. And last year the total was $21,700. So this is going to be a big year. We're going to break $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
So we've now raised over $88,000.
This is incredible.
That's amazing.
It is.
Absolutely
it is.
Incredible.
It kind of gives you chills.
It's giving me goosebumps right now. Because
and you know,
just thinking about the legacy and the people involved and what it means to the communities. And we talked about it going to the athletic programs, but some of the other programs benefit as well, Jan.
The Scholastic Bowl. Scholastic Bowl, always. And the cheerleaders. The cheerleaders, of course.
You know, we a little sidelight, we talk about the generosity of people in this community. At our annual cancer meeting, we were sitting on $95,000 and some odd dollars. An anonymous couple came up and said to Richard Small, "What do you need to get over $100,000?" Well, it was almost $5,000 we needed to break the $100,000. The guy reached his pocket, pulled out his checkbook, and wrote out a check for the rest of that.
Wow.
Anonymous people. But to show you the generosity of our communities.
Well, you know, the first initial fundraiser that we had was for the family.
Right.
When Maury got sick.
Right.
But, you know, the second year, he asked us to do it again, and it all went to cancer. He had met so many people within that year, and everything that we made that second year went to cancer.
Oh, yeah.
After that, it's for the kids.
For the kids.
Yep.
And as long as it's for the kids, people will continue to turn out.
Well, you have to.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about that before. If you don't support high school athletics, that's the lifeblood of some communities.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
It's
and
a social event of
it
the
is.
Week.
And they won't. Most definitely. You plan your week around
one
game.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
And they have a hard time surviving on just what the school district alone can provide them with. So they need these little benefits, not little in your case, but they need people to raise $1,000 here, $500 there. They need that to help them out to buy the things they can't afford.
Well, what people don't realize, if you're involved in an athletic program, you have to have new stuff every year, certain things like socks, and they're not cheap anymore.
No,
I mean, you used
no.
to book
scorebooks.
Oh, yeah, scorebooks. I mean,
golf balls.
A couple of golf balls, you know, a couple of cases of golf balls, a couple of soccer balls, a couple of basketball. I mean, these things just wear out after you use them from time to time. And so just there's a constant need to upgrade and replenish the supplies. So it's very, very important. And again, it is just a different classroom.
It is.
It is a different
class. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
And when I mentioned earlier about the number of kids getting into educational venues, I would suspect a lot of them have been involved in athletics, vocational classes, and they continue to go on and do their things. So
you're right.
It's absolutely amazing.
You're right. So. It's interesting. It's sad because we all know what condition the state's in. And, of course, the first thing that's going to get cut is funds for athletics. And we don't want to see that happen.
No.
We don't. And we know that they're hurting right now.
Give us the date for this event again for folks that's listening this morning.
Saturday, August the 27th. Shotgun starts at 7:30. We'll have lunch then. We have a live auction in the evening. And if you would like to come and see us, you're more than welcome. We've got Cardinal tickets for this year, for next year. We've got a membership at Fusion. They're always very generous. And there's a few more things in the works.
Okay.
Few surprises.
Thank you, Gavin Pope, for doing it every year.
Yeah. Gavin's a great guy.
Gavin is fun.
Steps up every year, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He does. He's one of those ones that you can count on.
Mm-hmm. Jan, if folks want to help out, you can always use some additional help on the board and this sort of thing, and they can contact you or
yes, please.
Patty or
we have various levels.
Yeah.
We have become multi-level now. So we've
got, is that what you call it?
We do.
Okay.
We do. We have whole sponsors. We have friends of high school athletics, and you know, we're open. We're always looking, and I do a lot of begging, and I visit a lot of people.
Plus, the Lady Redskins are always out there in the lead there.
You betcha. And we also have something new. Yeah.
Oh, really?
We want the guys to get to come and play, and we would also like to thank the wives for letting them in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're inviting the guys or anyone who would like to come out and visit to join us in a wine pull.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Well,
yes.
That's an interesting little
twist
there.
Some local wineries are helping us out, and we've got some wine from various places that's pretty good stuff.
Yeah,
so you can be a nice guy and take your wife a bottle of wine in the evening.
Well, there you go.
It works.
It works. That's MTXE Golf Play Day, Shoal Creek Golf Course. Of course, everybody that's already signed up knows when they're supposed to be there. Otherwise, you can stop by, buy a raffle ticket, be out there for the auction, and just come and have a good time and sit there and shoot the breeze with us.
That's true. That's fun.
That's about as much fun as anything.
Yes, it is.
Hopefully, we have the thermostat turned down a little by then.
You know, as I drive over every year about 6:30, quarter to 7 in the morning, I'm thinking, please, no rain.
Yeah.
And we've been really lucky.
Really fortunate.
I think
we had one day that had a little rain early in the day, and then it cleared off.
Just enough to make me look like a drowned rat for the rest of the day.
And do you have a rain date in case of rain out? It's just a one-shot deal.
It's going.
We're more optimistic than that.
There you go.
Yeah, be optimistic.
We are.
Jan, we're out of time. Thank you so much, Jan O'Malley. Good friend of mine. Always good to see you. We'll see you at MTXE Day, if not before. Today's program brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. Stick around. The man, the myth, the legend, Earl Sarles, on his way with that opening commodity market report here on WSMI AM 1540, the station you can count on.